It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hello and welcome to ER 101. Well, a summer hazard and bacteria can be lurking in strange places this summer that we don't always think of. For instance, public pools, beaches, even water parks can have dangerous bacteria. And our expert on to talk about this with us is Dr. Al Sacchetti, a frequent guest of the show. He's an emergency physician in Camden, New Jersey, and he is recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award last year in communications, and he's an expert also in pediatric emergencies. So welcome, Dr. Sacchetti. Thanks for being on.
Thank you very much, although you received the same award.
Thank you. Anyway, I paid him for that. In any event, you don't think about it, but there's bacteria lurking in all the waters, and even in chlorinated waters and things of public pools and water parks. So, you know, how common is it, and what should people watch out for?
It's actually, you know, the chlorine in the water, people believe, clears most of the bacteria out of there, and it's probably true. A lot of the more common bacteria are killed, but it takes a certain period of time for the bacteria to actually die. So that there's, if you take an organism like Cryptosporidium, which for people who have normal immune systems is not a problem, but if you have an impaired immune system, you have something like AIDS, or you have something like you're on immunotherapy for your arthritis or cancer or something like that, this is a really devastating organism. Now, the interesting thing is the chlorine will kill it, but it takes days to kill it. So if you have a pool that's contaminated with Cryptosporidium and the contamination occurs on Monday, it wouldn't be safe for someone to swim in who's got an immune problem until Wednesday.
Wow.
Contrast that with something like E. coli, which is, you know, a normal coliform that you know people have. It's a stool-borne bacteria that's just on the skin on anybody's bottom. That's killed relatively quickly in a fully chlorinated pool. So mm-hmm. you have to make sure that the chlorine is at the proper level.
Right, so, which is hard to do, right, in a public pool. You're not going to go around checking your own chlorine and asking.
Yep.
And I had also read somewhere that, you know, if the pool had a lot of, so a water park has a lot of people in, so the more people that are in the pool, it kind of absorbs the chlorine because there's always bacteria on our body. And so, you know, very crowded pools and water parks should have higher levels of chlorine, and sometimes they don't, and that's how they get the outbreak, right? And it takes one
yep.
sick person to come to a water park. It sounds gross, but right, one person
yep.
with diarrhea at a water park or something, one or two.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and the issue would be it's not just the pathogen that this chlorine is being eaten up killing. So if you've got someone who's got all the normal skin flora that they're shedding those bacteria, well, you're going to use up the chlorine molecules killing those as well. So it's important for the water park to be continually monitoring their chlorine level and adding new chlorine. Unlike a pool in someone's backyard where you might add the chlorine periodically, here you're going to need to add it continuously, because as each wave of swimmers enters the pool, you've got more bacteria being entered to the pool using up more chlorine. So you're absolutely right. You know, if you only add the chlorine once a day, what can happen is in the morning it's perfectly fine, but by the afternoon you've used up all the chlorine.
Right. Well, and that's one issue. And then there's a whole other issue with beaches, too, because of runoff water can
yep.
be contaminated, right? I mean, we have sewer systems, and then there's drain water that's supposed to be separate, and if the runoff is too close, you know, beach water can become contaminated.
Absolutely, and if you look at most of the beaches or most of the shore resorts, they've got the storm drains that just run the water right off and into either the marshes or the beaches themselves. And, you know, what gets into the drains is, you know, everybody walks their dogs. There's other contaminants that get in there, and those are all the coliforms that get into the water. And that's why all these beach towns continuously monitor the quality of the water. And if you're going to have a beach closed, it's not going to be after 4 or 5 sunny days. It's going to be after you get a real torrential downpour and you get that runoff into the water, and that's where you have all the coliforms. And then all you have to do is go swimming, you splash around, you swallow a mouthful of water, and the next thing you know, you get sick.
Wow. Yeah, and that's another well, I'm glad to hear that the beach towns are monitoring that. It makes me feel better. But you know, it's true. You have to think about that. So, you know, people, I remember in the old days, you know, your grandmother would say, oh, get in the ocean. The ocean salt water will clean out your wounds. But maybe you should think twice about that if you have an open wound and you're going to the ocean, because it might not be as clean as you think.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
But, well, and there's other things, too. The ocean may not be as clean. And then you talked about pools. You talked about the ocean. The other thing is the hot tubs. They are notorious. I mean, it's almost like an incubator.
That I certainly do believe that's probably true. Now that we've thoroughly scared people to go mm-hmm. into the water, there are some tips we can do or you sure. can think about. What kind of tips can you tell people, at least, you know, to watch out as good citizens but also for themselves?
Sure. Well, one of them is you know, pay attention to the signs. If someone says, you know, no swimming today, it's no swimming today. You know, simple enough. I mean, everybody's like, yeah, I can swim. I'm not going to swallow the water. No, it's not true. If the public safety people told you the water's not safe to go in, it's not safe to go in. So, you know, don't kind of set your own CDC up. But pay attention to the rules. Number two is minimize the amount of water that you swallow, which is wonderful advice because nobody intends to go out and swallow water. But there's some people who get a mouthful of water and just, oh, I'll just swallow it, no big deal, spit it out. Probably not a good idea to go drinking too much water.
Right.
If you're sick, don't go swimming. You're going to contaminate everybody else. I mean, it's, you know, sunbathe, do whatever you want. You know, put your sunscreen on and stay out of the water. But if you're sick, it doesn't take much of a contaminant to pretty much contaminate the entire pool. So you want to stay out of there. Unfortunately, you can't question everybody in the water before you jump in. So that's, you know, you just have to trust that other people are being a little bit more responsible in that respect.
Yeah, and don't, you know, maybe eating with wet hands, even the sand, I heard, when you have runoff can be contaminated. So,
yep.
You know, try and keep your food clean and wash your hands
yep.
and everything before you
absolutely.
Eat, I would think.
Yep, and if you have a compromised immune system, you just have to be a little bit more careful. I mean, there's, you know, if you're on chemotherapy or you're on some of the newer therapies for the arthritis and autoimmune things where they really can compromise your ability to fight some of these infections, you may have to change your recreational activities. Maybe it doesn't include swimming in the ocean or using the water park this year until you're
yeah.
off your therapy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that's interesting. So, and then just briefly, let's talk about if you're going to have a picnic, just a few tips
mm-hmm.
for people with food out, because we only have a couple minutes. But
sure.
It's
really just common sense. I mean, if you're going to go on a picnic, make sure you can keep things cold. If you set the food out, it's out for a limited period of time, but you don't leave it out all afternoon. So everybody always blames the potato salad, but it's pretty much anything that you can has a moist base to it. You leave it out too long, it's going to grow bacteria. So you take it out of the refrigerator, put it in a cooler, pack it nice, take it out, eat it, and then put it away. Leaving it out for 2 or 3 hours, you're just asking for trouble. There actually is, if you can mention it, there is a number of sites that tell you how to pack your cooler. It's kind
of crazy. Yeah, that's a good point. I read that that you pack it according to how you're going to eat it, so that
yep.
the stuff on the top you're eating first.
Yes,
so
absolutely. Yeah.
That is a good point, so there's not a lot of leftover food. Well, I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.